Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
This week is Intersex Awareness Week, and tomorrow is Intersex Awareness Day in Aotearoa. I spoke to Communications and Community Manager for Intersex Aotearoa, Jelly O'Shea, about what it can mean to be intersex and what they are doing to celebrate and raise awareness about variations in sex characteristics. I started off our interview asking O'Shea about the origins of Intersex Awareness Week.
The origin of Intersex Awareness Day actually commemorates a day in 1996 in Boston where a bunch of intersex activists gathered outside the American Pediatric Conference and talked about their own painful experiences, and I guess was a global example of people coming out from isolation, shame and secrecy and standing as they are in their true beautiful intersex selves and demanding better. And so that's inspired a global movement. So we celebrate the 26th of October in remembrance of that day. And I guess like a lots of other marginalised communities, we balance the protest with celebration. And so we're also talking about not just, the changes that we deserve and need to see, but also just how amazing it is being part of this beautiful, diverse community and being proud of our bodies and their experiences.
For those listening who might not know, can you tell us a bit about what it can mean to be intersex?
Yeah, totally. So intersex is an umbrella term. So by that, it's like sort of a capturing term for all these different ways that bodies can naturally develop in the womb and also through puberty and later in life. So there's up to 40 different variations that we know of, and we call them variations of sex characteristics. So we all have sex characteristics. We have primary sex characteristics and secondary sex characteristics. Primary is talking about your chromosomes, your hormones, your internal and external anatomy, so all that reproductive good stuff. And then secondary is everything from like where hair grows on your body and sort of like those processes we associate typically with puberty, things that change around that time. So someone with a variation in sex characteristics means that yeah, primary and secondary sex characteristics may present differently to what is expected for male and female bodies. It doesn't mean that they're not male or female. It just is like, helpful to imagine that there's just beautiful variants along the way and in the way that those bodies can be.
And can you tell us about some of the ways Intersex Aotearoa is celebrating and raising awareness about our intersex community?
We are sharing a bunch of different resources. We've got today a discussion on Just the Facts Instagram Live at 12 o'clock, where we are launching a four-part video series called Insights, which is about sexual health and relationships and consent and community for intersex rangatahi. And I'm talking with the creator of that, AJ, who's an awesome, vivacious intersex person, about their journey and some of the motivations for us collaborating on this. And Just the Facts is like a sexual health service for young people. So it's about really filling a knowledge gap there, which is really cool. So it's the first of its kind in Aotearoa. And then tomorrow we're releasing just a bunch of like silly feel-good videos in which our great friend Hugo dressed up as a dinosaur and went around asking people how aware they were of intersex in the lead up to Intersex Awareness Day. And so as you can imagine, there's lots of different people stumbling and doing their best to explain what intersex is and a bunch of other questions we throw at them. And so it's sort of a video to speak to the testament of the work ongoing and how we'd love to get people on our waka and get more awareness of what intersex means and how it shows up in across our whānau and across the motu.
Last year, you were calling for visibility on issues faced by the intersex community, including outdated medical practices being used on people with variations in sex characteristics. So can you tell us a bit about any progress that has been made on that?
Yeah, so last year Labor announced a $2.5 million budget allowance to a bunch of different outcomes for intersex rights based counselors. And so we've just seen that manifest into a procurement phase. So basically, you know, those services, the funding is ready for them and people can apply for that. So those services will be four things. So there's work that will happen on best practice guidelines for the healthcare sector, for whānau and young people with intersex variations, so making sure that practitioners have the best practice available and understand what that could look like. And another is the creation of training for healthcare professionals, so that making sure that they actually understand how to be like culturally competent, culturally aware and culturally safe for anyone with a variation of sex characteristics. And there's a lot of work to do there, so we're really excited about that training. And then there's going to be a national peer support service, which is really exciting, the first of its kind in Aotearoa, so looking at developing services so that anyone with a variation of sex characteristics and their whānau, specifically looking at young people, but I know that it will better the sort of broader demographic, can reach out and find connection with people who have had similar experiences to them and get a sort of community connection that is so needed when you've been isolated often for so long. And then finally, there's going to be budget set aside for the creation of resources that will kind of speak to the lack of awareness across Aotearoa and support the movement gaining traction so that all of us can come along on this journey of understanding why it's important that intersex people have dignity, respect and excellent healthcare.
Finally, how can Aotearoa continue to support intersex people?
Oh, such a great question. So people can continue to do better for their intersex homies by doing their research, jump online, read as much as you can about what intersex is. Often people conflate it with trans or gender identity. It's not, obviously, everyone has a gender identity, so if you have an intersex variation or not, you get to decide what that is. But that difference is really important, so really understanding what it means to have an intersex variation and also what some of the challenges we face are is key. But also find some of those feel good stories, because intersex joy is also important. We want to celebrate the fact that if we talk about how awesome human diversity is, that means we can also challenge all these other things that suck, like xenophobia and racism, you know, things that tell all of us that bodies are meant to be a particular way. And we can say, hell no, that diverse bodies are beautiful no matter how they come.
And just quickly, if people want to get involved this week, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can get involved by a bunch of different things. We've got a campaign at the moment where if you download from our Intersex Awareness Day page on our website, you can download a bunch of social media and share it on your like your cover photo on your Facebook, or even use our Zoom background if you're in Hui all day, or share our Instagram post and then take a screenshot, email it to us and go into the draw to win one of our amazing Fuck Normal t-shirts. You can do that, and that means that's an excellent way of getting people to be like, hey, what's all this about? What is intersex? And then share with them our website, www.intersexaotearoa.org, and they can learn heaps more and download resources and check out all the different things that are happening this week.
That was Communications and Community Manager for Intersex Aotearoa, Jelly O'Shea, speaking about intersex community awareness in Aotearoa.